Welcome. This is the Indie Contributors Call on March 23rd of 2020. And we're starting a little bit late, so I got the recording going. First off, let me share my screen. There were some changes to the Sovereign Foundation. And I was nervous about that impacting the Zoom account we've been using for this call. So I updated the Zoom meeting. You can see in the wiki the new address that's being used. If you have copied the calendar from Hyperledger, then you'll need to your personal calendar, you'll need to recopy that. I tried to update it. I think it's right. I was just checking. There's a community calendar section here. But anyway, that's what happened. I did post in chat when I made the change a week ago, but I should have reminded people. I apologize for not reminding people about that this morning. So thank you for all those who made it to the new Zoom room. This one is, I control, and so it'll be easier for me as well to make sure recordings happen and things like that. Any questions about the location of the meeting? I guess you're all the ones that are here. I see that the previous one disappeared, but if we go to the next call, is it just missing? I don't know where it went. So I'll check that later. It doesn't look like it's in the calendar at all at the moment. I don't understand what happened. I tried to fix it. So that was first thing. Next thing is on the list of, on the agenda. As is our normal tradition, please list yourself as attending so that we have an idea. We're going to skip the work updates and collaboration. Well, we might have some time to do that at the end, unless somebody really wants to give an update. Andrew N specifically, if you guys really want to get something, we can make time. But Sergey K prepared to discuss with us the process for troubleshooting an issue with Sovereign Networks. So I wanted to make sure we took advantage of that while he's here. I thought it was worth spending a minute and just point out that the Sovereign Foundation is going through a reorg. The staff like Mike and Lynn, they did a great job, and it's a shame that they're not being employed by the Sovereign Foundation right now. We do appreciate you participating as volunteers, and we hope your next employment is in the community where you can stay focused. If anybody's hiring, I can't recommend anybody. There's nobody I know more qualified to work in this ecosystem than Mike and Lynn, so I want people to be aware of that. But there's no concerns with the network as a whole. There have been a couple of stewards calls, and stewards are committed to continuing to support the network. We don't see any disruption to transaction status, the ability to read or write. So want people to be aware of that. Any questions about status of the Sovereign Network or any work updates we want to make sure we get to right now? I should say on the term of work updates, we were talking about doing a bug fix release in March. There isn't anything really pushing that timeline. And it sounds like Mike reported a rather complicated bug. So we might postpone that release in order to adjust that bug. We'll let people know as we figure that out. Okay. So unless there's something else, I'll stop sharing my screen and let Sergey take over. So this is a conversation from why is it? Let me stop sharing my screen. My Zoom's really slow today. I apologize. But we've had a conversation about how to troubleshoot an indie network. And you can see a recording of that a couple of weeks ago. But one of the feedback from that conversation was how exactly is this done, taking an issue that actually happened and figure out how to identify the problem in the logs? So Sergey offered to do that for us today. So that's the background. I don't know why Zoom's not letting me stop sharing. So I'm going to drop and come right back, and you can proceed without me. So thanks.
So hopefully you can see my screen now. right?
Yes, there can.
Right. So I am going to tell about, wrong browser. I'm going to show you an example of an issue that happened on the mainnet. It was about, well, it was a bit more than 1 year ago, and it looked like network stopped processing write transactions. So if we look at the troubleshooting checklist, the emergency checklist, then if we see that it is possible to read from ledger but not to write from ledger, one of the things that should be done are checking that if there are any ongoing view change happening. And it was done, and it was shown that, well, there is a view change that cannot end, and the situation was even worse because while in this situation a full restart of the network could help, it wasn't possible to do that because of one bug which was present at the time on the network. It is fixed by now, of course. So we had to resort to analyzing logs in order to understand what was going on. And we had to resort to restarting nodes individually by each steward, because transaction for restart couldn't get in. There was an issue created for this problem. It's 1903. There is already a lot of analysis was written here, and there are lots of logs here. So if somebody wants to follow this or likes to better understand some of things, he can just let those logs read this description and try to follow this. And I'm going to show some of the things that I was doing when analyzing this. So in order to show how I came up with the understanding what was going on the network. So here are some logs, and V1 log is logs from every new node. As far as I remember, every new node at the time when this issue happened. And the first thing that I was doing when I obtained this log was to find out when was the last time when network was able to order transactions. And in order to do this, I just grabbed it, and I'm using a RibGrep, which is a tool very similar to plain old grep. It's just written in Rust, it's faster, and its Redux capabilities are more convenient. But you could do this with a conventional grep as well. So I just grabbed this log, and I found that the last time a primary instance was able to order a request was on that time. It was view 2, and the last successfully ordered request was 623. Also, in order to understand who was the primary at the time, well, actually, it's possible to get this from validator info, but at the time I had just logs, and it was just convenient to just grab through logs. And I had to find this through all logs from Evelyn. They were because the primary was selected quite earlier.
Hey, Sergey.
Yeah.
I think it's using your keyboard mic instead of your headset mic.
Yeah. That's.
Your typing is drowning you out.
Oh, thank you. But okay, just give me a couple of seconds. I'll try to find how to switch.
If it's not easy to switch, I wouldn't worry about it, but it's just want you to be aware.
Okay, a couple of seconds. Well, as I see, I just cannot switch. My system just lets me use just built-in audio. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, I'll then adjust to type and say separately.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll share again. Was the last time when primary was selected, and now we see that for instance 0 it was not called the nuke, if I am spelling it right. So now we know the last time when transaction were ordered, and we know the name of the primary. Now let's see what happened next. One of the very convenient things, one of the useful things to look for is to look for some instant change request. It's basically votes for starting a view change. So now we know the point of time when the last transaction was ordered. We know who was the primary at the time. And we know that the pool was starting a view change. Now let's see why it started every change. So we just look for this for the reason. So, and we see that just after that last order transaction, I'll show you and this. So then it can be seen here both last order transactions and start of instant change request, and we see that after that last order transaction, we started getting some instant change both, and reasons are called 26. And checking up with the troubleshooting guide, it's a master primary disconnected. Now we'd like to see whether it was really disconnected. And in order to do this, we just add disconnected from message in the logs. And yes, it was really disconnected from it for some reason. Now let's see whether it was short or long disconnection. And we see here that this disconnection was really short. So this disconnected time was 25 minutes and connected time was 26 minutes. So it was disconnected for just about 1 minute. But the thing here is that if we count number of votes for the change, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So at the time of this issue, the number of nodes was 24. And number of messages required, so it was written, well, I wrote it down in a ticket. And so number of nodes that we can tolerate being offline or malicious is 7, so we require 17 instance changes, but we've got only 15 and 16 if counting our own node. So it became apparent that at some point some nodes started to change while receiving seemingly less than required number of instance changes. For example, Evernim node didn't start a new change. So next things that we did were requesting logs from other nodes, not just Evernim node but also others, and as well as Danube. And at some time it became apparent that at some time we realized that the code of the node was discarding instance change messages during restart. And that was confirmed by looking through logs for restart events. So every node restarted during some period of time, while some other nodes didn't. And the nodes that didn't restart, they kept old instance change messages, and it was enough to start a V change for them. So the quick response here, of course, was to restart all nodes, and it came and let them come back to the consensus. And the long-term solution was to actually fix this bug. And it was fixed. So any questions? I'm sorry, I had to make it shorter because of restrictions of time, but I can answer any questions if you have.
Was this a useful exercise? Cam had a drop a little bit early, but Lynn, Andrew, Todd, should we do this kind of thing more often, or was once enough? If anybody answered, you're on mute.
It was moderately helpful. Yes. No, it's good. I mean, it's not something I'm immediately digging into, but it's nice to have seen it.
Well, the biggest value for your team, looks like we got the recording successful. So I will be posting the recording so your team can come back to it in the future and see how it was done.
Thanks.
Any questions for Sergey? Thank you for taking the time to prepare that, Sergey. It was useful for me to get a better insight into how you do that kind of triage. There were some steps there that I wasn't aware of, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Lynn says plus one for the recording, so that's good too. Sorry, were you going to say something, Sergey?
Well, I understand that probably this wasn't a complete description, but it's really hard to squeeze the complete description of the debugging that took probably, well, if hours are combined, probably it was about 8 hours. It's hard to squeeze it into just half an hour or even less.
Yeah. Recognize it's like a speed run on a game. Thanks for taking us through the process. The last thing, it looks like the reason why the call dropped off, it looks like when I updated the Zoom link for this call, it dropped off the Hyperledger community calendar. So I will work to get that added. I might have to delete the event and re-add the event. I contact the Hyperledger team. So that's what happened. Even though this call is not currently appearing on the Hyperledger community calendar, please plan on joining on April 6th. That's when we will meet next. So at the same point in time. So with that, if anybody wants to present, feel free to reach out to me. If there are topics you'd like to cover, feel free to reach out to me. But my main concern on April 6th is going to be doing a work update that we skipped today. I'm really curious to hear how the Indie VDR is going and some of these other efforts. So we'll do that. We often do some of that on the Aries calls as well. So feel free to join. We have a call this Wednesday. Feel free to join that call. And if you want more information about how the LibIndie split up effort is going, that'll be interesting too. Any last times anybody wants to raise? Okay, thank you for joining, everybody. I'll see you on Wednesday's Aries call or on Rocket Chat, and then again on April 6th. So thank you.
Yeah, bye.